This is WCTC's Sound Advice, the local one-hour program designed to give you the knowledge, information, and guidance to help you make better decisions in your personal and professional lives. Now, WCTC's Sound Advice.
God bless the USA, the veterans, the policemen, the firemen. God bless everybody that keeps this world safe. Good evening, everybody. This is Milt Paris, president of Getting Ahead in Business. We're on every Wednesday night from 6 to 7. Don't correct your clock. We're on earlier. So you listeners that have been listening to Tommy John, stay tuned because we're giving away two gift certificates to the Brownstone, $25 each. But you have to stay tuned, and we're going to give you the key, and the first two callers that call in will win two gift certificates, $25 worth each. The Brownstone Wine and Dine, located in Metuchen, special dinner, special lunch. They have happy hour, only happy, no unhappy. Who's unhappy? If you're unhappy, become a positive person. When you're positive, you get positive results. When you're negative, you're going to get negative results. So get out there and don't tell me about the bad weather. It's not bad weather. It's winter and it's 54 degrees. So if it's raining, it's fogging, just drive slow or pull on the side and just relax. Okay? We got a lot going on tonight. But again, stay tuned for the third segment. We're going to be giving away the gift certificates, $25. And we got a special guest. He's the, to me, he's a terrific individual. He's probably the top two lawyers in the country, or New Jersey. Which is it? We'll find out when we introduce him.
Maybe county. Maybe top two in the county.
All right, in the county. Okay, county, Middlesex County, is that it, or Princeton?
I cover all of central New Jersey, Milton.
Okay. And I want to tell you about me. I'm president of Getting Ahead in Business. We're a consulting firm. We work with salespeople. What we do different than the other consultants, there's millions of consultants out there, but no one can shine my shoes. What I do is do classes with individual salespeople. I've been in 20 different industries, from financial to retail to wholesale. You name it, I've been. And what I do is I train salespeople to become better salespeople, to become number one in their company, and then I go out with them on the road. So I just don't hand you the owner and say, hey, this is what your salespeople have to do. I go out on the road with the salespeople. We go knock on doors, whatever has to be done to open up old accounts, new accounts. And if you want more information, go to my website, gettingaheadinbusiness.com. That's gettingaheadinbusiness.com. Or email me at milton@gettingaheadinbusiness.com. All righty, so we're going to start the show. Let me read the calendar for this month. If you're not doing anything tomorrow night, we have in Stony Brook Grill, that's tomorrow night, Thursday night, we have all lawyers invited, real estate people invited. And if you're in that field, whatever you're in that field, come to the Stony Brook Grill, 1285 State Route 28. That's Eastern Turnpike, Branchburg, New Jersey. Starts at 6 and ends at 9. Unlimited food and cash bar, and the price to you is $15, okay? And then the following week, we have at the George Street Ale House, 378 George Street, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Again, all attorneys, commercial realtors, you name it, you come. Again, it's from 6 to 9. That's Thursday, February 27th. That's a week from tomorrow. And the price will be $15, okay? Then the following week, we got March 5th, another meet and greet, attorneys, commercial realtors. It must be all the attorneys. I guess it's in your honor. Is that what we're doing?
So I don't understand. I thought you said, is it February 27 is in New Brunswick?
Yes. No.
I thought you said that was the one in Branchburg.
No, Branchburg is tomorrow night.
Which is the 27th.
Next week, oh, we made a mistake. The following week, Thursday is what, March?
I think it's the 5th.
The 5th. I apologize. I'm glad you're my co-host tonight. I see my calendar's wrong and how no one corrected it.
So that's the kind of care, Milton, that we bring to the legal endeavor.
Okay. That's the George Street Ale House, 378 George Street. That's March 5th. And again, everybody's invited, the lawyers, realtors, commercial realtors, invite, and it's $15. I think it's $10, whatever it is. You'll be happy to come because we pull in big crowds. Last week, we had one of the affairs, we had over 40. The next night, we had about 30, 35 people. So you want to bring a lot of business cards, mingle with the people that you feel that you're going to increase your business, okay?
And what's about the 12th?
Nothing on the 12th.
Okay.
Nothing. March is light, but April we open up with a lot of meet and greets because it's spring, and we're planning something on April 22nd that it's going to be like a bar mitzvah, a wedding, a communion. It's going to be unlimited buffet food at the Brownstone. That's the 22nd. I'm not going to talk too much about it. We're planning it now, but it's going to be $10, and it's going to be unbelievable. So we got a lot going on here with getting ahead in business.
Where is the Brownstone?
Brownstone is in Metuchen.
Thank you.
One of the finest wine and dine restaurants in New Jersey. And what's exciting about it is that I'm sharing my experience and doing a big job with Sparian Staffing Services. They're going to be our host for all three nights. Okay. If you enjoy pizza, go in to see King's Pizzeria. It's right down the block from us. And if you want to find great food, excellent food, good service, they deliver, they do catering, call them at 732-828-3388. Their website is 732kingspizza.com. That's kingspizza.com. And they're at 84 Veronica Avenue, Somerset. That's walking distance from us. Okay. So I'm going to introduce my guest, and I'm going to ask him a lot of hard questions, and I know he'll get all A's in it because he probably got all A's in school. So, Mr. Isaacs.
Yes, sir.
Your company is Kingston Law Group, and you're located in the great town of Princeton.
Kingston.
Isn't Kingston near Princeton?
It's near, but it is independently incorporated.
Okay.
Half the town is part of Franklin Township in Somerset County.
Okay.
And if you cross the center line, the other half the town is in South Brunswick, Middlesex County.
Oh, so you don't adjoin to Princeton?
Princeton's a completely separate entity. It's actually a different town and a different county.
But when I take 27 to go west, I go into Kingston first. Then I go into Princeton.
Milton, here's what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's such a little town.
Yeah.
By the time you notice it, you're in Princeton.
Okay, good. See, I'm glad you're here to correct us, okay? That's why you're probably a famous lawyer, okay? Okay, by the way, why did you become a lawyer in the first place?
That is such a great question. I'm glad you asked that. When I was in my early teens, I was having what we would call a typical young male turmoil time. Basically feeling some anger, dislocation, wasn't getting along with my father. And I read a book, a novel actually, that was later turned into a movie called Anatomy of a Murder. And
with Jimmy Stewart?
Yes.
Yes, Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart. It was Ben Gazzara.
And the one who played the district attorney. I can't think of
it. Yes. He was also a very famous guy. Yeah. Anyway, but I read the book. I had not seen the movie. And the book basically showed me that there was a practice, there was a profession where the written word and the spoken word and research on prior cases historically could yield an astonishing result. That this captain in the military who shot a guy dead point blank could actually be acquitted because of the brilliance of his lawyer and the team that the lawyer put together to help him. Of course, at the end, he stiffs the lawyer on his fee, which I wasn't too happy about that. But what I saw was an opportunity that I just didn't have any other place to go with, which is you can actually get strength through the power of the written word, the spoken word, and research on a case that they found that was like 150 years old that was brought right up to date and used in that case. And it just fascinated me. It put me on the track for doing that type of work. I actually wanted to be a criminal defense lawyer when I went to law school.
No other picture, because there were other law movies made.
Yeah, but this wasn't about a film. It was a novel. Mm-hmm. In other words, I'm reading this thing going,
Oh,
my God, this is unbelievable. How could you do that? Oh, Kim Novak was in that movie, too.
I have to disagree with you. Kim Novak was not. I'm trying to think of the girl. But Ben
Gazzara.
Ben Gazzara.
You don't think it was Kim Novak?
No. You don't have to check it.
I'm going to check it.
I have what people say, are you forgetful? I said, no, it's called Overload of Intelligence. But that I know Kim Novak was not in.
Yeah, it was somebody very much like her anyway.
No, Kim Novak was beautiful. Yeah, was
sure.
Beautiful. She's like close to 90 already. So, all right. While you're checking it up, I got to ask you another question. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. How has the practice of law changed in 40 years since you started as a lawyer?
So, you know what, Milton? You're right.
I am right. What's the name?
Lee Remick.
Lee Remick, yes.
Jimmy Stewart, yeah. Ben Gazzara, yeah. And...
the one who played the district attorney.
Yeah, the district attorney guy. Let's see. George C. Scott was in it.
Yes.
I think that's who it was.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, he was tough.
He was a great actor.
He was tough. And, of course, Jimmy Stewart was this laid-back guy. A Princeton graduate, by the way.
That's right.
An actor, he just, how do you take on this, you know, incredible. They brought the big guys from Lansing to come in, and it was done in Michigan. Anyway, so are we taking a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our guest. And stay with us, because we're going to be giving away two $25 gift cards, and all I got to do is just name the question, and we'll give you the phone number, okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now, more sound advice on WCTC and WCTCAM.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're back. I always say, why don't we pledge allegiance every meeting? I go to meetings and I ask the person, where's the American flag? And I just don't understand. We live in America. We live in the greatest country in the world. When you're at a meeting, carry a flag. And also, make sure you have a flag flying out of your house. If there's a flag manufacturer out there where we could buy flags very inexpensive, and we'll don't sell them, we'll give them away, the first 100 callers that call in. But if you know of a flag, I don't know where they are, they're probably made in China, so who wants those now, right? So okay, we're back with our special guests, Mr. Isaacs.
Yes, Hannon Isaacs.
Isaacs,
we were talking about your second question, and I took a note here. I think I got it right. You asked me how the practice of law has changed in the 40 years since I began as a young lawyer. And the number one change here, as in plenty of other areas of business, is the technology. When I started out, the big deal was the Selectric typewriter, because you could press a button and it would go back and pick off one letter at a time of what you had typed. That was the correction.
What year was that?
1981. Yeah. And didn't take too long. We had the Wang writer, named for Dr. Wang.
Wang.
Which was basically a dedicated word processor, but you could do thousands of pages of text. It was a tremendous. I mean, my law firm, to spend $2,500 on that at that time was like bankrupting us, but we knew we needed to do it. Now, there's no law libraries because all the law is online. You pay a service, $350, $400 a month, sometimes less, depending on how good or not good you care the service
that's
to be.
That's in every business.
And you got all the shelf space back. So technology is a big deal. As a matter of fact, there was a time that the courts were worried about people, as they called it, practicing law out of a phone booth. So they require that you actually have a physical office space. Technology has wiped that out. Now, Milton, there are no phone booths. Go looking for a phone booth.
No phone booths in diners. It used to be hanging on a wall.
Right. So you literally, like tonight, when you told me what time we were starting, I went into somebody's office in the station and made a bunch of calls. I'm practicing law from the radio station. Another thing that I've noticed in these years is what I would call the pro se movement. Pro se is Latin for do it yourself. There are many people who cannot afford to hire legal counsel or who just don't want a lawyer. They'd rather do it themselves. Mm-hmm. Now, Abraham Lincoln, the most favorite president of most Americans,
was a lawyer
and has said most of the brilliant things about law practice. But one thing in particular sticks with a lot of lawyers. A lawyer who represents himself
is a fool.
Has a fool for a client.
Right.
That also applies to people who are not trained in the law, in my opinion. But there are times that people can't help it. So you know what they do? They hire me or other lawyers who are willing to do this to coach them on how do I make a complaint filed in court? How do I serve the other party? How do I file a motion to the judge? How do I make an appeal? And they'll pay me or somebody in my office or some other firm, if they so choose, to coach them, and then they do it themselves, and they're going to save money. A third area is something called alternative dispute resolution. This began probably 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Now it's all over the place. And what it means is the court system in this state, both federal court and New Jersey state court, and in every state, encourages people, sometimes requires them to exhaust avenues of relief that do not involve a judge. Why? Because judge-made decisions, including jury decisions, are the most expensive, public, delayed methods that there are. What about sitting down with the adverse party, with a mediator? Go to an arbitrator who's a private judge. Basically, learn how to solve your issues without going to court. Now, a lot of lawyers are involved in that movement. I've been one. I've been a proponent of what's called ADR, Alternative Dispute Resolution, for every year of my practice. Mm-hmm. I've written articles on it. I've lectured on it. I've taught people how to be a mediator and an arbitrator, as well as negotiation theory and practice. It's really hit in a large way. So litigation actually only constitutes 2% out of 100% cases going fully to trial. 98% of them that even start in the courthouse settle at one stage or another, some well, some badly, some too late. The earlier you can do it, the less expensive it is. But what about all the hundreds of thousands of disputes that never start in the court? So you have to look at this as a very large percentage of cases get resolved without the need for a judge or a jury. And the last area I'm going to say is the theory of informed consent, which most of us think about in terms of medicine, Milton. Mm-hmm. You go to your surgeon who says, I recommend this procedure, but I'm going to tell you about options 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's the pluses. Here's the minuses. At the end of the day, I would recommend that, says the surgeon. Well, I'm no doctor of medicine, but I am a doctor of law, and I do exactly the same thing. And every lawyer is required to do that. Clients have the power to choose when, whether, and how to settle their cases or to decide to go on for a full trial. It's the informed consent piece that must be put in front of them so that their decision is made knowingly and intelligently, and that they cannot later come back and say, nobody said that I didn't have to go to trial. I would have done it if I could. Lawyers are required in this jurisdiction to inform their clients in the beginning of a matter what those options and opportunities are. So those are four major changes in the law that have happened in the past 40 years.
Well, you explained it very well. Let me ask you, what types of law does your office handle?
Primarily We're involved in employment law for workers, all phases of federal government, state, local, private sector, for-profit, nonprofit, on issues of wrongful discharge, discrimination, retaliation, whistleblower cases, unemployment challenges and appeals. We cover not all, but most of the areas of labor law and employment law that are out there. The other major area is all aspects of what's called family law. There's actually, by constitutional decree, the citizens of New Jersey created a separate family court. Family court deals with all issues that arise out of the family unit or a quasi-family unit. In other words, it doesn't have to be married people. It could be people living together who have children, who have property, and they get into issues about dissolution of their private relationship that was never court, I mean, or state sanctioned. So you have, you also have juvenile delinquency cases, name changes, adoptions, whether uncontested or contested. We cover the entire gamut of family law. Now, that's an area that has a specialization, examination, and, you know, application process that's very, very strenuous and difficult. I am certified by the Supreme Court of New Jersey as a family law specialist. There's only 250 people out of 90,000 lawyers who have that designation. Now, not everybody wants that designation. Not everybody cares about it. But the court system is trying to get people in various areas where there is a specialization to go to people who hold themselves out as specialists and the courts approve because they want the best practitioners to be handling cases. They don't want somebody stepping into a divorce who has no knowledge of the family court. And some people do. Real estate's a little low this month. I'm going to take a divorce case. You know what? My experience, that is a recipe for disaster because we have cases with people who the lawyers don't know anything about what the case requires. We have to tell them, you need to do this. You should have done that. So the courts don't want people dabbling, but it's not unethical to do that. We also do general civil litigation, arbitration, mediation, negotiation, as well as criminal defense in the Superior Court, as well as in the municipal court. We do personal injury cases, for example, but we restrict ourselves to serious damages and good liability cases. We don't want to take something that's not really going to be worth it for the family and us. So that's a pretty good overview. I will say, with respect to employment law and family law, I tell people there's a lot of emotional overlay. You bring yourself and your family system in your brain, your emotions to work. And so for somebody like me who's practiced as long as I have, I look at those two areas of practice as really they fold into each other in a way. God forbid there are cases where people are getting a divorce and they've been fired. So, you know, we try to help people. We coach them. I spend dozens of hours a month working with the unemployed in what are called career, you know, job seeker groups. I lecture to them and coach them on the spot and invite them to come to the office if they have something that appears to be more serious. I want to say something a little funny that family law and employment law have in common. You could think of it this way. Somebody's leaving and somebody else doesn't want to pay for it. Think about that, Milton.
Okay. Before we go for a break, let's give your website, your phone number.
Sure. Website is www.kingstonlawgroup.com. Phone number 609-683-7400.
Repeat it again.
www.kingstonlawgroup.com, 609-683-7400.
Okay, don't go away. We're going to listen to this song that's sung at this break. And the first two callers that call in and name the singer, call in 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-9282. Listen to the song. Tell me who this singer is.
Now, more sound advice on WCTC and WCTCAM.com.
Okay, if you could name the first two callers that call in, if you could name that singer, you'll get a $25 gift card to the Brownstone in Metuchen. So here is the number again, 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-9282. Go to it.
Can I guess who it was?
No, you can, because you're not allowed to win. You're a part of the program tonight.
Okay.
But if you meet me at the Brownstone, lunch is on me. How's that?
Cannot get better.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I got the calls coming in. Okay. Well, sometimes we get calls from people. They'll call from another country, and they'll say, where's the restaurant? And I'll say, Metuchen, oh, you got something else? So we accommodate everybody. But
that's really good.
But, okay, we're back with my lawyer friend.
Yeah, so I want to share a quick couple of things here. First of all, any literature that you see, Milton, or if you go online and look up my law firm, Kingston Law Group, you'll see that we have a tagline, like lots of businesses. Ours is compassionate counsel, tough advocacy. And I use that because it really relates to what we do. And people see it. We actually have it emblazoned on receptionist's desk wall right above, so anybody coming in can see that. And what does it mean? We try to be thoughtful and feeling for the needs of our customers. At the same time, when we need to get tough because the case calls for it, we're able to do that. Now, one reason I use that line is because people back in the early part of my practice, they would say to me, I'd love to use you, but you just don't seem tough enough. And I would say, tough comes in lots of varieties. I don't have to be, you know, kind of muscle man walking around spitting at people to get attention. In the law, you got to basically speak truth to power. That's just what it is, and not be afraid to do that. And so I just say I share that. But I also created sort of a tagline below the compassionate counsel tough advocacy that I'd like to share with you. Can I do that?
Yeah, definitely.
How about this one? If you're not ready to sue the fill in the blank, at least let me threaten them for you. That usually gets a pretty good response.
I'm sure.
All right.
So but you know what? When someone says to you what you just said, like when I'm working with someone, you know, a first-time client that I'm trying to help, and they say to me, well, let me see what you could do. And I pull out a sheet of 10 referrals, and sometimes I say, well, they're all good. Now, I want you to call the bottom two. They're going to complain about me, but I was with them for a year. I was with them a year and a half. They're going to tell you I do pressure them, because when someone pays me, I want the job done the way they want it. I want to reach their goals. So if they drag their feet, it's not good for me. I want referrals, and that's what I'm built on, referrals. So if that's a great way. How many years have you been in business? 1 year? 40 years?
40 years plus.
Yeah, so when someone says to you something like that, I've been in 40 years in law.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
well, they don't say it to me much anymore. But when I was a kid, you know, I started practicing law when I was 24 years old.
Okay.
And my first gig was I worked with convicted prisoners, death row inmates, people who were serving 400 years. And if they got off on good behavior, it was cut back to 250 years. That's what I did to begin. And then I got into the private sector and started doing work with public defenders and getting my own practice built. So, but, you know, people look at you and they make an assessment and there's sort of, a misunderstanding. People feel like that if they're jumping up and down in upset, that you need to jump up and down in upset. So I say to them, listen, if you're out in the water and you're drowning, Do you need me to come out there, jump in the water, and look like you? Mm-hmm. No. You need me to come out there and calmly save and save your right. butt.
Do you have a particular philosophy of lore?
Milton, these are the best questions I've read or heard of in a long time.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to be a lawyer, but I had no patience. Everybody says I should be a doctor because I have patience.
I was just going to say that. Same bad joke. So, yes, my philosophy of law, similar to medicine, since we're talking about it, is we need to be holistic with our customers. What does that mean? If you come to me and you say, I've been charged with driving under the influence, and this is my second offense, I'm going to ask you, Milton, in addition to whatever I'm going to help you with legally, which you are in trouble and we have to deal with that, do you have a problem with drinking? Now, I've had clients say to me, that's none of your darn business. What are you asking? You're not my priest, my therapist, or whatever. And I say, that's right. But you came to me with a problem that speaks volumes about what might be going on. So I don't want to just help you fix a ticket to get it resolved. I want to make sure that this doesn't happen for you again. Now, this happens in so many different practice areas. People who come to me, they've been fired from a job the third, the fourth, the fifth time in a year from different jobs, or they're on their fourth marriage. And I'll say, you know, by the time you get to your fourth marriage, maybe you should look inward and see if it couldn't possibly be partly you.
Right.
So I'm just saying to you, holism means I need to look at the full picture. You need to take responsibility for what brought you here. And we're part of a team together. Now, I don't always see perfectly eye to eye with clients or they me. That's not necessary. We're part of a team. Mm-hmm. A team is stronger when I'm free to tell you what I really think and you're free to tell me what you really think. And together, we should be able to forge steel out of regular metal. That's when you know you're with a good team.
Sounds good. Sounds logical and sounds good knowledge to give to the listeners. How do you charge for your legal services?
Milton, over many, many years, I've come to understand that clients / customers, they really don't want to pay a lot for that muffler, even if it's a legal muffler. So the first thing we do in the initial consult is explain to people, this is the fee range that we think you're looking at for whatever your matter may be. If it's a percentage type claim, where we feel like the liability against the other side is strong and the damages are probably going to be good to excellent, then we will say, do not pay us a penny in fees. We will get paid out of the settlement or the award, whichever it turns out to be, and each of us will get back the costs out of pocket for depositions and expert reports and records or whatever, fees, filing fees. You know, everybody gets their cost back, then we divide up what's left on a percentage basis. But not every case is like that. Sometimes we don't know who's at fault. Could be our client is more at fault than the other side. So we'll say, listen, we're going to charge you hourly for the matter. We have different rates in this office going from the paralegal's rate that's lowest to my partner, Misty Avalone, who's been practicing about 10 years, to mine, which is the highest rate because I'm the senior attorney at Kingston Law Group. And we'll say, let's investigate to the point where we can make a determination that it will probably succeed and maybe we'll switch over at that point. But we'll also give fixed fee estimates as much as we possibly can because I'd rather lose the little bit on the time than have a client get super upset or think that they're going to be bankrolling this thing forever when it really may not turn out to be a big deal. So it could be $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000. But if I could do a fixed fee, I will. And if we can finish it in less time and money than you paid, we will refund the difference.
Okay. You stay with us. We're talking to Hannah Isaacs. He's an Esquire, famous lawyer in all of New Jersey. And we'll be right back. I just want to mention, David, we're going to give away another gift certificate, $25. You've been listening to me for 14 years. Name my favorite movie star in the past.
Can I say?
No, you can't. The phone number is 732-515-9282. Who is my favorite movie star? An American icon. We'll be right back.
Now, more sound advice on WCTC and WCTCAM.com.
You're listening to Getting Ahead in Business. Your host tonight and every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 is Milton Paris, president of Getting Ahead in Business, a consultant for the past 45 years. I love sales and I love to accomplish the goals of my clients. If you're looking to increase your business or you cannot afford a sales manager to go on the road with your salespeople, you email me at milton@gettingaheadinbusiness.com, milton@gettingaheadinbusiness.com. And tell me what you need, what your goals are, what your vision, and I'll make sure that you achieve it, okay? Nothing's impossible working with Milton Paris. That's a true fact. Okay, just real fast, I'll give you the number. Who's my favorite movie star? Phone number is 732-545-9282. He is America, always will be, for the next 100 years. 732-545-9282. $25 gift card. Okay, we're back with Hannah?
Hannon,
okay. Hannon Isaacs, Esquire. What is the most important factor in your client representation from the viewpoint of a 40-year practitioner?
Milton, I think this is, in some ways, the most important question that you're asking because it raises the critical issue of the relationship between the attorney and the client. When I was a young lawyer, I saw it this way, that my job was to get up on a horse with my lance and a shield and go jousting with the opposing contestant, and may the best man or woman win. And these days, it's increasingly women. Over time, I really lost that sort of connection. Of course, I like to win. I want to win. Even bigger motivation. I hate to lose. But to me, the most important piece is what is the overall impact going to be on this particular client, on their spouse, on their children, on their family, whatever the issue may be. Could be an injured worker. Could be, something devastating financially, a crippling loss. It could be that there's alcohol or drugs involved, and as a result, some terrible thing happened, an accident, a loss of money, a loss of a house. What you come to see, at least what happened to me, I wanted to see what was the overall impact going to be on this family. And it actually made it much easier for me, Milton, because I have people who come to me with really strong feelings about things. I saw the other night a gentleman, not going to name any names, he was in a position of trust in a township, and he was accused of touching somebody that was not appropriate.
A male with a female.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Could be anybody to anybody.
Okay.
It wasn't stated that it was sexual touching, but that it was an unwanted touch.
Like Biden does sometimes.
Yes.
Okay.
So they say to somebody's handsy. Yeah. Well, this fellow was in a position where that could not abide. Whoever these officials were looking at that, they're worried they're going to get sued. He feels he's lost his reputation. Mm. So this guy wanted to go, make a major fight. Mm. And my suggestion to him, listening to him, looking at him, talking with his wife, I said, I wouldn't touch that. Don't do it. You can recover. You can recover. You're not in any criminal trouble. You're not even in any civil trouble. Just, kind of get below the radar, go about your business, reconstruct what you have to do. Maybe it'll take you 2-3 years to fully rehabilitate. But I'd rather see you do that. Why? Because if he got into this fight, Milton, it's going to take 2 to 5 years and a lot of money. He could lose. It will compound the reputational injury. What would be the use of that? How's that serving? Now, I was the first one to say, if you want to talk to another lawyer and get aggressive about it, that's your business.
It's up to them.
Right. I said to him, if you want to do that, frankly, I'll do it. I'm not allergic to doing it. I just think it's probably a mistake over time. But that's the type of analysis that we have to do with these people. Is this moving you forward? When they get fired from a job and they say, I was wrongfully terminated. Okay, how old are you? 62. All right. How long did you work for the company? 35 years. Why did they terminate you? Because my daughter was costing a lot of money on their insurance, and they were embarrassed that they had to walk me out the building. We filed a lawsuit the next day. Why? Because that's probably that guy's last job, right? And those are damages. And what they did to him was outrageous. On the other hand, if you said the same thing to me, but it was a 30-year-old, like, what are you doing? Stand up and get another job. Mm-hmm. How bad was it? If you were raped, yes, we should be talking. But not if it was somebody insulted me, they didn't treat me properly. You don't have a right to a job for your life, Milton. You don't. You know that. But a lot of people don't. And they say to me, go after these people because management made a mistake. And I say to them, show me the statute that says management is liable to you for damages because they're stupid. It doesn't exist. Yeah. So your best revenge is to go back in the marketplace, get back on a different horse, ride it as hard and fast as you can. I've actually had cases where the employee who was wrongfully discharged does so well that the old company goes to them apologetically. If we had only known what a genius you were, we would have made you a partner. You know, strange things happen. So you have to really pick and choose, and I have to urge people and not urge them, depending on those types of circumstances. So my job, the most important factor to move is to move the client forward in their lives. It's about what you want, not me, not the judge. And I do that informed consent thing. I give them the pluses, the minuses, the ups and the downs, the risks, the benefits. I give them a recommendation if they want one. And then I have to listen to them. Now, sometimes they walk away from a great litigation. Sometimes they say to me, you know what? I could get $500,000, but I don't want the fight because my doctor tells me that my heart's not good enough to handle it.
Right.
Sometimes they want to fight over something that I think is really frivolous. Mm-hmm. And I say to them, as a lawyer, I cannot be involved in frivolous litigation. So there's a negotiation back and forth that goes on with that as well.
I have asked you questions about law. One question I'm going to ask you, what is your downplay? What is your hobby? What do you do?
Well, I'll tell you, my most recent hobby is I'm taking poker lessons because I want to know how to hold, fold, walk, and run better than I did.
In other words, you play poker for money?
Sometimes.
Okay, and that's your hobby?
Well, it's I like it. I enjoy it. There are some risks. They're limited. I don't have an addiction to gambling, but I'm saying when I go play poker or go to Atlantic City and I'm looking at the odds and thinking about it, it just struck me. I saw in my adult school down Princeton that they were teaching a course on how to play poker better. So I'm doing that. I also reconnected with a hobby that I did when I was a teenager. And 3-4 years ago, I started doing ceramic work. Not pottery so much as what they call clay building. So you roll out a slab of clay and you cut shapes out and you build things. We have done a birdhouse, a teapot and cup. I did an elephant just because I like elephants, and I did one that was going to be a grandiose thing, but it collapsed and I could salvage only the elephant out of this big structure, and I made a planter.
So that's nice.
The body of the elephant is hollowed on the bottom there, and I've got a bunch of holes in it, and the head and the trunk are there. So I've done a number of things like that. I enjoy it a lot, and it's just a matter of pulling the time out and committing to doing something like that.
I find that people, like I see you're very relaxed, but I guess when you go to court or when you're working with a customer, you're fully...
I'm engaged, but don't you want your doctor or your lawyer to be relaxed even in the midst of, if you're drowning, you don't want me to be drowning with you.
You want me to be,
now I will say I'm an actor. Mm-hmm. I get very effusive and emotive and passionate in an argument if it's called for. I'm not going to do that over a traffic ticket. But if it's a big case, I'm going to appropriately. Matter of fact, that's my next stop is I want us to take some acting lessons at my local adult school.
Oh, they give it there at the school?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How long you live where you live in the area?
I've been around 40 to 41 years. I've moved between Princeton, Plainsboro, Rocky Hill, Montgomery Township. So I'm in the area. I'm solidly. People say to me, where did you grow up? I said, well, I moved to Princeton when I was 25, 6. I grew up in Princeton because I was an immature kid. So I had some growing up to do. So I feel like I grew up in Princeton.
When you grew up in Princeton, what was the taxes there? Do you remember?
The taxes?
Yeah. Well, you remember what your father was paying?
Well, my family's from Bergen County.
Right.
But down here, it was never inexpensive, but it was a lot less money than it is right now.
Yeah.
I'm in a townhouse paying about 11 to 12 grand a year. It's a nice townhouse, but, that's a lot of dough.
That is a lot of dough. Let's give the listeners your information, how to contact you, and we're going to have you back again in March. And so, again, what is your website? Repeat it twice, and the phone number?
I shall do. I do follow instructions, or try to, Milton.
I see that.
Our website is www.kingstonlawgroup.com. That's www.kingstonlawgroup.com. And the phone number, the main number at the office, 609-683-7400. Operators are standing by. The first caller gets a free ice crusher. No, I'm kidding about that, Milton.
Okay. I'm sure. You got a beautiful girl on the phone. She's terrific.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kristen is incredible.
Say hello for me.
I will.
And even give her a raise.
I did.
Okay, because I said it. Okay, thank you for coming on. We'll see you back in March. And God bless America. God bless our vets. And God bless everybody who keeps us safe. And God bless John Wayne. See you next week.